Welcome to the Vital Life Podcast, dedicated to bringing you what you need to know to live your own vital life. I'm your host, Luke Longo, and together we're going to explore what it means to live a vital life, from advanced nutrition to spiritual development. We'll delve into the things that really matter in your life. With that said, let's get into it. All right. Thanks, Kevin Hart. Welcome back to the Vital Life Podcast. I know you like that intro. Thank you. I can't say his name yet. He's anonymous. He's a Wolverine anonymous. All right. So what are we talking about today? I'm sweating because I already did one podcast. My arms are flailing everywhere. But today, what we are talking about is going to be states of consciousness. What in the hell is this man on right now? What is he talking about? States of consciousness. Well, you can unlock superpowers if you learn, I'm not joking, you can literally get superpowers if you learn how to master your states of consciousness. And this will mastery, yeah, that's a completely different story. I'm just going to teach you about the states of consciousness. And if you want to take this a little bit further, let me know. Drop me a comment. Go ahead and message me at the Luke at the Vital Life. I want to know. Go on the Instagram. At the Vital Life. Share this episode with someone who needs to know about states of consciousness and you want to blow their brains. I'm going to blow that brain. But for right now, click the subscribe button, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Go ahead, like, you know, give me a review. 5 stars. That's all we get. 5 stars up in this bitch. With all that being said, let's jump into the episode. All right, so what are states of consciousness? Let me paint this analogy. Let me paint this picture for you, okay? States of consciousness, let me break it down first. States of consciousness are going to be the level of awareness that you have in life. I'm sure that's not very helpful. So let's go a little bit deeper, okay? So there's different levels of awareness. There's level one, there's level two, level three, and level four. Let's just make it easy, really easy. Okay, so with these different levels of awareness, you're able to have different kind of abilities. Let's just say powers, you know, let's call it what it is. You have different powers. Your level one, your powers are just impulses. Okay, so level one, think of level one as ape. I have ape brain. I have ape awareness. I have animalistic awareness. Okay, so what this would mean is like muscle. This is your physical body, right? So power one is your physical body. You have a physical body that you get to use and that you get to move through life with. You know, you can make your physical body strong or you can make your physical body weak. You can make it sick. You can make it healthy. You can eat more. You can eat less, you know, blah, 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 blah. Level one is your physical body. All right. With this physical body, you treat it right. You start to understand it. You start to live with it. Or if you're human, you know, if you're human, you're going to get to level two because that's just what humans are. Humans are the level two. This level two body. All right. This is called your subtle awareness, your very subtle awareness. And so what this would be is your dreaming, your sleeping, you know, your imagination, language. This is your big old brain. These are the powers that come with that big old brain. All right, so the powers that come with that big old brain, those are going to be your ability to dream, your ability to have an imagination, create things, be creative with what you do. You can't really make a machine creative. All right, so this is something that's like inertly human. You know, this is what makes humans humans, is this level two. All right, so what comes with these level two powers? You know, so basically, it's like your imagination, your ability to put concepts together. When I'm painting these pictures, like it's on a little drawing board, you just thought of a paintbrush and paint. All right. So that's your level two awareness. Yeah, got you. Paintbrush and paint. Those images in your head, that's your level two awareness that you're able to create, that you as a human have the ability to create these images from words and move them around in your imagination to create new thoughts and new abilities. All right. And this language, what I'm saying right now is how I'm able to communicate concepts and things to you through words. And that's a level two ability to be able to understand what I'm saying. Your emotions, the way you're perceiving the world, if you're angry, if you're sad, if you're happy, those are in between one and two. I consider them two because there are not the physical, but the merge of the physical and perspective, which is your subtle awareness. Okay. Talk about level three. All right. So level three is going to be your deep sleep awareness, your causal awareness, your intuition. That's what level three is. When you have this these weird feelings of, oh yeah, that's the right answer. Or you do things that kind of seem outside of you, like you had inspiration that was outside of you. Those are your level three awarenesses. You might not have experienced it yet. I can help you get to that level. All right. At the end of the episode, we're going to talk about how to move through these awarenesses. I'm just painting a picture, right? So you have level three now. They're tiers. The very bottom of the pyramid, level one, the second level of the pyramid is level two. That's your subtle awareness. The third level of the pyramid, level three, that's your causal awareness. Okay. And so this causal awareness, there's kind of two, it's a half and half. It's initially what it is, it's like a non-judgmental way of listening and just calm face. The way I feel it is, it's just, I'm calm listening in and I'm just taking in the world without emotions, without thoughts, without words, without anything. I'm literally just taking in my environment. Okay. So with me taking in my environment, I am not putting labels on anything. I'm taking it as it is. There's a water bottle right next to me. It's just a water bottle. It's not, hey, that's a cool water bottle. I wonder where I got it from. Oh, this was about $30. I got it from Amazon. Oh, what does it do? That doesn't happen. You just look at it, water bottle. And you don't even think the words water bottle. You just look at it and it's just there, you know? And so that's kind of your causal awareness. That might not have been the best example. Let me give you a better example. Your causal awareness is going to be that level of calm, right? So everyone's going crazy around you. Let's just imagine there's a tornado coming and it's coming right at you. Everyone else around you is going crazy. They're freaking out. They're like, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? There's wood flying everywhere. There's wind going everywhere. It's like the freaking Wizard of Oz. Tornado's coming. Dorothy's about to get smacked away. And then there's you right in the middle of a tornado. Looking around, not thinking anything, sitting in the middle of the tornado, still as can be, unwavered, the wind's blowing across your face and you don't move, you don't budge. You're sitting there like the tornado doesn't exist. Like the stresses in the world around you doesn't exist. You're just sitting there like steel, like a rock. The tornado's not going to move you. The tornado of life is not going to move you. You have your causal awareness. You're just looking at the world. You're not freaking out. You know, this causal awareness, it's a witness. Okay. It's a witness. You just get to witness the world around you. No words, no ego, no biases. You see everything for how it is. You're looking at a tornado. It's a tornado. It's wind. You're looking at the wood coming right toward your face. It's wood. Smacks you in the face. You don't budge. Okay, you don't budge, smacks you, break, the wood breaks, you're fine. You don't move. You just look at everything. No thoughts, no feelings, just observation. Okay. And so now that I painted these one, two, and three levels of the pyramid, there's a fourth level. Okay, there's a fourth level. There's the gross physical level, which is the very bottom, right? That's the first level. The first level, gross physical body. That's the bottom of the pyramid. Then the second level, your subtle awareness. That's the second level of the pyramid. And then there's the third level. That's the causal awareness. That's the third tier of the pyramid, okay? And then you have a peak. You have a point. That's on the very top of the pyramid. That's the fourth level of awareness. In order to understand the fourth level of awareness, I got to take a little spin. I got to turn you around really quick. Instead of thinking about a pyramid, let's just imagine you're sleeping in your bed. All right. You're sleeping in your bed. Let's use this second level awareness. You're sleeping in your bed. You get up you sit on the edge of the bed, you put your feet on the ground, put your hands on your knees, and you're just like, okay, now you stand up. Okay. But instead of your physical body standing up, think about this white body. This white body that stood up. Your physical body is still sitting on the bed, but now you kind of got up and you stood on your feet and you're standing tall and it's a white body. You turn around, you look at your physical body, you can see it, and you move and you kind of look down, you see your white hands. This second white body, this is your subtle awareness. This is your images, your emotions, your dreaming, you know, your ability to understand language, have this otherworldly power. Okay. This is your white body. This is your subtle awareness. Okay. From that white body that's standing up, instead of a white body taking a step forward, out from within the white body, you take another step forward. And it's kind of this clear. It's just a clear outline. It's like you're looking through water, but it's just like this clear body that you're going through. It's kind of like you can see the outline, the shine. And so this clear body that took a step out of your white body, this is level 3. This is your causal awareness. Okay. This causal awareness emerges from within the subtle awareness. And so now you have 1, 2, 3, level 1 sitting on the bed, level 2 standing right in front of the bed, and level 3, two steps in front of the bed. And this level 3 is crystal clear. Okay. So what you can imagine is there's a border. There's an outline of every body, every level. Level 1 is the physical outline. Level 2 is the white outline. And level 3 is the clear outline. Okay. Each one of these levels has a confined level of awareness. Each one is confined within that outline. Okay, you think about it like that. Your subtle awareness is confined within the white. Your physical body is confined within your physical body. And your level 3 awareness is confined within the clear body. Level 3 splits off into 1 and 2. You have the initial clear body confined with that. And then from that clear body emerges this mist. Okay, so this is the other half of level 3. From inside this clear body emerges this mist, this clear mist that it literally covers the entire universe. I know this took a turn from the crazy. Just hear me out, okay? If you've meditated, you kind of will understand what I'm talking about. You might have had these brief moments where you kind of progress through these awarenesses. But if you do meditate, and if you don't meditate, this is something that you can experience. You can literally experience these levels of awareness for yourself. You know, you don't have to take my word for it. I didn't take everyone else's word for it. I just thought of it and I was like, maybe this is possible. I meditated and I'm like, damn it, they're right. And now that you know they're right, you're like, oh shit, what am I going to do? I guess I got to keep doing this. All right. So now you have this mist that just came out of the causal awareness. So the initial level 3 is split up into 1 and 2. The first half, the clear outline, it is bound by that clear outline. And so in order to progress from the level 3, the first half to the second half, your causal awareness, it's a very quick thing. It doesn't really, it just kind of happens. You have this deep personal causal awareness. And then from this deep personal awareness comes this very deep transpersonal awareness, that instead of it just being you having your causal awareness, you become tapped into the universe's causal awareness. Yeah, I know. Sounds crazy. Try for yourself. You don't have to take my word for it. I didn't take everyone else's word for it. I just tried it myself. And I said, damn it, they're right. You know, once you know they're right, you're just like, well, I can't just ignore this. This is like deeply, this is much more like important than everything I'm paying attention to. So from this clear outline comes this crystal clear mist that saturates the entire universe. It's just the whole universe moves through this clear mist. And so what happens is the whole universe kind of emerged through this causal awareness. And so it went downwards. Instead of it coming upwards to meet the causal awareness moved downwards to create these different bodies. You could think of the top level, the three and a half, the three and two halves, the second half of the causal awareness. You can think of it as like the first thing that emerged in the universe. And so when you condense down the causal awareness, the mist, you get the causal outline, right? So you condense it down, you squish it all together, and you get the causal clear outline. You squish down the causal clear outline with your hands, squeeze it, then you get the white, the white body, you know, and you condense down the white body, you squeeze it with your hands, and then you get your physical self sitting on the bed. And so it kind of moved backwards. And so your job now in life is to start to move forwards, move up the pyramid. Instead of going down the pyramid, and you go down the pyramid, you're created, and now you move up the pyramid and you start to become heightened levels of awareness, heightened levels of judgment. And the things that you can see in your world, you're no longer clouded. You don't have clouded vision. Okay. And what I want to say is, thank you, number one, to Ken Wilber and his amazing books, his amazing integral theory, all of the research he's done, all of the frameworks he's created. I did not come up with this. I'm not that intelligent. All right. I haven't spent years this guy has spent researching all this stuff and practicing all this stuff. And this is kind of the framework that he has created. I'm taking my own little spin on it, and I'm trying to make it in an image-based way to help you understand it. Okay. If you want to learn more, look up Ken Wilber, listen to some of his books. I suggest starting with Integral Theory or The Theory of Everything, and then kind of taking it from there. But once you get to this third level, this third second half, and you have this clear mist that saturates the world, if you think that any of this is interesting, start meditating. Because when you meditate, you're going to be able to have these second, this first level, this second level, this third level, and then this third half. The second half of the third level, whatever. Okay. And you get what I'm saying. You're going to be able to move through the white body, the clear outline, and the crystal clear mist that saturates the universe. Once you can do that, amazing. You're getting ready for the fourth level. You're getting ready for the non-dual awareness. This is also part of a lot of religions and a lot of spiritual stuff. And so it's very intertwined. A lot of people nowadays say they're spiritual, but they're not religious. This is kind of what they mean. They don't have a religious structure, but they're spiritual because they've experienced these. You have experienced these different levels of awareness. You've experienced the white body. You've experienced the clear outline of your body. You've experienced the clear mist. Okay, so with these experiences come the I'm spiritual, but I'm not religious, because no religion has kind of explained this to me. And I intuitively understand these spiritual awarenesses, but I can't use words to describe them. And so this is, I'm using words and images to help you understand. I can't describe the feeling of them because it's personal. It's different for each person. You can, but now that you have these levels, these concepts in your mind, you can start to pinpoint the different levels of awareness to the different feelings in your body. Once you start that, you're on your way. You're on your way. You start to, you really understand what your body feels like when it's in these levels of awareness. Last level, level four, is the non-dual. So instead of being this crystal clear mist that saturates the universe, as crazy as it sounds, you no longer have a separation between, you exist outside the universe. And there's no space, there's no time. It's a non-dual awareness. You exist outside of time, so you don't move through time. It's kind of like if you were inside this clear cube and you're the causal awareness, the top level, instead of being in the clear cube, you now, the clear cube opens up and everything outside of it is just like, it's just emptiness. And the clear cube opens up and the lines dissolve and you just become the universe. And instead of becoming like this clear mist that moves through the universe, you literally take it one step up and become everything. There cannot be nothing and there cannot be everything. That's why it's called non-dual. There's not nothing. There's not everything. There's a unity between nothing and everything. And so you become You take that cube, you open up the cube, the lines dissolve, and it's just emptiness. And everything kind of exists outside of this place. It's really hard to explain, you know. I want you to focus on level 1, 2, 3. And then when you get to level 3.5, then you can start thinking about non-dual awareness. But basically, it's like everything you perceive is you, and you are everything you perceive. Take that, world. So that's kind of what I'm getting to. And so the last thing I want to iterate is, how can you move through these levels? This is going to be very brief. So it's going to be basically, you need to practice this. If this is interesting to you, if you don't like listening to it and you're just like, I'm just here to listen, that's cool. You know, that's cool. You don't want to practice anything. This is for people that want to practice stuff. So the last bit, you have your physical body. You have your white body, your subtle awareness, your level 2. You have your clear body, the clear outline, level 3, 1/2. And then you have your clear mist, level 3, 2/2. Okay. So each one of these levels of awareness corresponds with a physical brain state. So if you wanted to, and you wanted to go and experience these things without having to do a lot of the work, you could start to just experience them. Go on your phone, go on YouTube and type in binaural beats, right? And you have these different frequencies. What these two things do is there's two different wavelengths playing in one in your right ear, one in your left ear. Your brain's going to take the difference of the wavelengths, and it's going to create a brainwave frequency. And these brainwave frequencies are what dictate your level of awareness. So if you want to have the second level of awareness, the second body, the white outline, you listen to alpha and theta brainwaves. All right. Alpha and theta binaural beats. You want to get to the second body. You want to experience what that is. Take a seat, put some headphones in. They have to be headphones. Close your eyes, turn on the music. Just breathe and you'll be there. And then you're like, what the fuck? That's going to be your level 2. You want to experience level 3, 3.5, 3.2. You're going to put on delta brainwave binaural beats, or just delta binaural beats. Sit down, close your eyes, lay down, close your eyes. Have fun. You're going to probably pass out because you might not be able to have the awareness at that level. You might just go to sleep. But that's kind of what level 3 is. Level 3 is a deep sleep. It's that awareness that you have when you're deep sleep. And it's that very tacit, very subtle, very calm, kind of just, I'm here. You know, like the very, very small level of awareness, very small level of awake while you're in deep sleep. And so you're going to start to experience that. And so as you experience these, you take these brainwaves and you start to play with them. You start to learn what your body feels like when you're in these different levels of awareness. You can start to move through your day in these different levels of awareness. So I like to move through my day in these different levels of awareness because it lets me handle the world in a different way. Instead of just reacting to everything, someone steps on my toe, instead of me screaming at them, being like, yo, what the f-? That's my toe. I'm sorry for yelling in your ears. I'm gonna have to compress this. I don't do that. Someone steps on my toe, I'm like, man, it's okay. I'm not gonna freak out. You know, someone steps on my toe, I'm just gonna look at them. You know, that's all I'm gonna do. I'm probably just gonna look at them and I'm gonna let them. They're gonna apologize probably for stepping on my toe because it was rude. It's rude for them to step on my toe if they did it on purpose, and it's even ruder. But you know, this is kind of what you do. You're able to handle the world. You're able to sit in the middle of that tornado. Dorothy's getting swept up by the tornado. You're just chilling at the very bottom of the tornado. Your foot are sturdily, firmly placed on the ground. You're not moving. Wind and wood is coming smacking into you. You're not budging. Everything's breaking over you. So once you can get through these levels of awareness, you can start to get to this point where you can sit in the tornado and chill. All right. So if you like this episode, please, you got to share this with someone that needs to understand. Share this with someone. You're like, oh, this is so cool. You got to listen to this. This man's really smart. He listens to a lot of books. Please just share this with somebody. I'd appreciate that. It helps spread the word. It helps change people's lives. I'm going to be honest. If you want to change someone's life, you could change my life by sharing it. You could change someone else's by sharing it with them as well. Like this video, you know, follow Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Click the link in the description. Go check out the YouTube. Check out the Instagram @thevitallife. All right. With all that being said, go live that vital life, baby.